You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution, and I am Sean Mulroney. That's right, I am Sean Mulroney. Follow me on all social media at I am Sean Mulroney. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast, all the reviews, everybody, the kind emails, everybody that's getting help. That's what it's all about. And of course, you know that this is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And you know, at the Obesity Revolution, listen, we focus on mindset, you know, to identify your mindset. You know, we educate, we want to get resources out there. And that's what it's about, tools, you know, that people that are fighting obesity, you know, life's a fight. And you know, we want to inspire, and you know, I'm thankful that my story has inspired a lot of other people to start their journey, and the journey isn't easy, and we got to trust that process. And then, you know, it's about execution. You know, we want to make sure that we execute, that we don't just listen to it, that we don't just hear it, but we also apply it. And I'll say this, nobody is going to lose weight or get on a weight loss, you know, journey or a healthy lifestyle until you're ready. You have got to be ready. If your mind's not ready, you know, I tried to get my body in shape for years, but guess what? If you don't get your mind in shape, the body's never going to get in shape. And I sort of did it bass awkward. You know, I put the cart before the horse. And if you don't do and put the horse first, it's not going to go anywhere. And, you know, we work with the obese community daily. You know, we have a free group, which you can go to. You join, you know, our community on Facebook. And of course, the link is always in the description notes for this episode and every other episode. You can find it. It's just the Obesity Revolution Support Group. And we want to, you know, work and provide them resources and encouragement and also acceptance. Because social acceptance validates everyone. If you don't have acceptance and we'll accept you, there's no selling of anything, nobody coming in there to exploit us. We are going to accept you for who you are, no matter what weight you're at, no matter where you're at. There's no discrimination whatsoever, and not on my watch. I mean, I'll drop the arm on anybody that's trying to do that, because nobody's going to do it, because I know what it's about. You know what it's about. But, you know, obesity does not define you. You know, a lot of people in the world will define you because of your obesity, but you know what? We got to say, I don't care. It's about me. And, you know, we're creating this awareness and killing the assumptions. And, you know, you can also join, you know, our movement at theobesityrevolution.com. And we love it when people join. You know, our tour, you know, VIP program has helped a lot of people that, you know, didn't know where to start. And if you don't know where to start, guess what? You're not going to be able to finish. And it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you finish. So I'm just excited about, you know, things that are going on. And especially now we're going to get into this here. You know, what I want to, you know, sort of, you know, focus on too is, you know, it's one thing that we get, you know, back up. You know, we get knocked down, you know, we get up again, and makes me think of that song, I get knocked down, but I get up again, that Chumbawamba song, that's what I'm thinking of. And your life, you know, business, you know, weight loss, whatever you want to call it, you're going to get knocked down. And then we need to reclaim our life whenever we do get knocked down, because, you know, we want to write, and our guest that we're going to have on has been knocked down and got back up again. And, you know, it's about writing some new chapters in, you know, our stories. And this is what I want to do. I'm going to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Young. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Sean, I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, hey, man. Well, thanks for being on. Thanks for for allowing me. Thanks for everything that you do, man, for the business community, for me, for the obesity revolution. And Mike's gold, man. And everything, we'll get into that too, Mike. But, you know, everything that Mike does is going to be in the show notes, you know, his social media, which he'll tell you about. And if you don't work with Mike, guess what? You're missing out. That's all I can say, and that's all I want to say. Does that sound good? Is that what you wanted me to say right there, Mike?
You say whatever you want, man. You're in control.
I'm in control.
It's your podcast.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. Well, good. See, you gave me permission.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm excited to be here because of a couple of reasons. One is you have the right heart and empathy, and you really, really care about the community that you serve, the community that you show up for. And I'm excited for this podcast because, you know, obesity is no joke for a lot of people.
No,
and
it's not.
And from what I've found, and we can talk about this, but from what I've found is obesity is a problem in people's mind, as you mentioned in the intro, and a problem is a problem. It doesn't matter if you're if you're trying to fix your business, if you're trying to fix your weight, if you're trying to fix something, you just want the solution, and we can talk about that.
Well, Mike, that's awesome that you said that, because here's the thing. I have somebody like you on the podcast, and you have never struggled with obesity. Am I correct? You're never been over 200 pounds, correct?
Yeah, never been a struggle for me or my family, really.
See, and people say that it's not genetics, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, some people hit the genetic lottery, you know what I'm saying? And they don't, you know, never have that. And we don't, that's what people with obesity, you know, they automatically have these assumptions, right? That, oh, it's you know, you eat less, move more. And that there's more to it. There's genetics, you know, there's hormonal issues. And like you said, you have this whole, you know, perception that, you know, and the world has a perception of obese people. Let me ask you a pointed question, sort of a loaded question. You know, you've never struggled with obesity. What has been your perception before we roll up our sleeves and really delve into a lot? What is your has been your perception of obesity when you've seen like a person that, you know, was of my size? What was your perception?
Yeah, you know, I would say my answer today is very different than it would have been 20 years ago. 20 years ago, if you would have asked me, I would have assumed, like I think probably a lot of people assume, that obese people maybe are lazy.
Yes.
Maybe they don't care about themselves. Maybe they've lost, you know, they've lost their way a little bit. You know, and my answer today is more psychological than that. I think that things happen in this life, and we, as human beings, we tend to not like ourselves very much, and we tend to be extraordinarily hard on ourselves.
Yes.
And what I think today, and I don't know this because I haven't dug into the obesity world deep enough to be articulate enough to answer this question, but I would just say that something has happened, whether that was in childhood, whether it was in college, it doesn't matter when. And at some point, you lost your way with your health or your fitness or your nutrition,
yes,
or like you said, maybe your genetics, you've
yes
got an underlying thing with your thyroid or whatever, you know? And so
it's
for whatever reason, you've ended up in a position where you've found yourself morbidly obese or overweight or whatever you want to call it. And I think most of the game is psychological. Like, we've got to figure out why, what was the triggering event that started you down this path of, and maybe there was no triggering event. Maybe it is in your genes and it's more biological than that. But I would just say that there's a solution to every problem out there. Sometimes it's just not as simple as we think. And so that's my perception today, is that there's a psychological issue going on that has to get dealt with first. And And that's why I love what I do, man. And really, for those of your audience that don't know me, it's I essentially make over businesses. But what I'm really doing a lot of times is making over the mindset of the business owner. And what I've seen is that when you get the business owner in alignment and release all these layers of resistance that have gotten built on top of the business owner, the business tends to work. And I think the problem is no different when it comes to weight loss or when it comes to nutrition or fitness or anything else, is if you deal with the root of the problem, the rest will tend to fall in line.
Wow, Mike. Dude, I mean, that's some major truth bombs. And you know what you said about, 20 years ago to today, I love when you said that, because that's what, the obesity revolution, my story, I want to, kill that, create that awareness and kill the assumptions that most people, and it's like you spoke to my life. You said about the psychological. Well, if you don't deal with the psychological, and especially me, is that the majority of people that are obese, have had some kind of traumatic experience. Like myself, I suffered sexual abuse and verbal abuse. Okay. And then on top of that, then covered up, masked it up with drugs, alcohol for years. And so it's like you spoke right to my story. And then all of a sudden you get to the point that what you're doing is that, think about this food addiction. It's like everybody automatically assumes that an obese person is addicted to food. OK, well, that's like saying that everybody that drinks is an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like addiction. Well, food addiction. That's the other thing is I don't know, emotional. I've never been an emotional eater. I run away from food. If I'm in a down time or, have like some despondency, I stay away from food. And I've never been a binge eater. And so does that happen? Yes. But everybody that says, and the other thing about addiction with food is that, you have to have food to live. You don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You don't need, those things, cigarettes in order to survive. But then addiction, but at the same time, is that who doesn't love food? Who doesn't love good food? I was a foodie, My mother did that. So everything that you just spoke to was right down the line to where you said about the psychological. And I love that, Mike, because that's what we want to do is that, change that perception on, hey, this is what an obese person, that they don't just define us, because the world does define us. They automatically, and I say this too, Mike, and a lot of people, my obesity has kept me from fake shallow people, because fake shallow people, they won't have nothing to do with me, because I can't hide my obesity, because I was my highest weight was 687, but I feel everybody has a 687 pound problem, and the difference between mine and yours or anybody else's is that you can see mine, we can't see theirs.
Yeah, and a lot of times people will come and ask for help for a variety of reasons, but usually it's not psychological. Usually they're saying I have a problem. I have a problem with my business, or I have a problem with my weight, or I can't seem to fix this thing. And it's not very easy for us to connect the dots and realize that the problem's in our head.
Yes. Yes.
And you I really do believe this too, although you would never know it from today's media environment, our political environment.
Yes.
The world at large is actually a more gentle, kinder place than it used to be. And people are more accepting of different human beings.
Agreed.
But the perception is the opposite. The perception, especially if you watch the media, is that the world's falling apart, that everybody hates each other, And but every study that I've ever seen, the world is dramatically better off today at large for all human beings than it was 50 years ago.
You know,
there's less poverty. There's less murder. There's less everything that's going in a positive direction. And And this whole thing about you touched on a couple things in your intro. I think underlying, you know, people need to decide. I think everybody should realize that if you're a human being, you're going to die. And at some point when you expire, you're going to look back on your life and say, was it worth it? And so you need to decide that you want change to happen. It's okay to ask for help.
Good.
And then when you come into a community like yours where you talk about acceptance, I mean, I think the very first step is you've got to unlayer some of this crap that's been built up on top
Absolutely.
Of all of us.
Absolutely.
And accept yourself first.
Yes.
And when you can do that, the world begins to change around you, because while you're secretly beating yourself up in your head, there's something about us that people can sense it, the universe can sense it, whatever it is, and the world is just beyond the thing that you want to face and deal with the least.
Wow.
And so
that's good. That's
so
really good.
If you don't, like you mentioned, you know, if you have childhood trauma, verbal or physical abuse or both in your case, that's the reason that you drink, the reason that people take drugs is they want to escape that.
They do.
But the brain is literally focusing on that, which is why you drink to escape it, because the brain hasn't let that go.
Wow. That's good,
so,
Mike. That's really good.
So what you need to do is the opposite. You need to, I mean, I think we've all experienced this in some level. You know, you have an awkward conversation with a friend that has to happen, or your mom, or whatever it is.
Sure.
And you have the conversation, and you're like, you have this sense of relief, like the monkey off your back. That's on a micro level what you need to deal with to make real progress in your life. You need to kind of squash these past demons and shift your focus towards what you want instead of run away from what you don't want. And actually, it's more powerful if you do both at the same time.
It is. And like you said, the micro changes, the micro steps, you know, which, mm-hmm. you know, when Brandon and I started working, you know, that small tweaks lead to great peaks, okay? Mm-hmm. Is that whenever we come down there, we think, okay, you know, the perception, even, you know, some people say, well, hey, man, well, he's on a plateau. And everybody assumes, okay, well, he's not in it anymore. When a plateau isn't a plateau. And that's what everybody sees, is that, okay, a person that's extreme obese, you know, it wasn't, you know, overnight to get here. You know, it took us 20, 30 years. And then now we're at this point to where, okay, now I have to do this, and I have to, if I'm eating fast food, you know, six days a week, well, my micro change could be, I want to cut it down to 5, especially if that's what you're living on. And you said that if they don't align up, and if I'm saying I'm just going to go full tilt and I'm going to go to the gym, you know, 5 days a week, and I'm setting myself up for failure, which the diet industry does set us up for failure, because they want us to come back. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and they want to keep us fat because so that we are entrusting in them. And if you ask anybody that's obese, they have every diet and try it that's on their market, the books, you know what I mean? And then what they do is they come and they're a tire kicker. And I've been a tire kicker so many times, is, yeah, I'm going to start my weight loss journey, you know, in the beginning of the year, you know, their New Year's resolution, you know, I'm going to start my weight loss journey. And all of a sudden, that's what everybody does. January, February, the gyms are packed. And then come March, nobody's in the gym. And it goes back to where I got to live my life, you know what I'm saying, to where I start implementing them small micro changes. And I love how you said that. You know, everything that we are doing right now is that I am making micro changes. And, you know, me getting the weight off, well, I didn't get to 687 in overnight. So guess what? I'm going to have to do this. And that's even what Brandon said. You know, I used to get so discouraged. You know, my first year, if weight loss was linear, you know, Mike, and it's like about getting knocked down, which we're going to segue, you know, into that. But here's the thing, you know, getting knocked down and getting up again, getting knocked down. I've been on Mount Vesuvius. I feel like I have the Appalachian Mountains, the Rocky Mountains all combined. That's what my weight loss has been. And if weight loss was linear, my first year I lost 100 pounds like that, okay? And I was thinking, here's what I'm thinking. Oh, man, and next year I'm going to lose 100 pounds. The next year I'm going to lose 100 pounds. Well, that didn't happen. And it wasn't like that. So if that was the case, to where I found out other things in my life and I never got a medical workup, and when I did, and so me getting knocked down, and then I get back up again, I get knocked down, I get up again, and I've been knocked down and I failed. You know, you fail your way to success. You know, success, you know, failure is success turned inside out. You know what I'm saying? Or success is failure turned inside out. That's what I meant. But the thing that we come to that point is that about getting knocked down, you know firsthand about being knocked down. And it's not just an obese thing. It's an everyday life that a human being is going to get knocked down. You and I are going to fail. We're not done failing. And as long as you said about reflecting on our life, we're going to look at our failures and, you know, let's fail our way to success. But then you getting knocked down and going all the way in it to where now you're the founder of the Makeover Master, okay? You're a host of the top rated, you know, Makeover podcast, and you know, ask the Makeover Master show. You wrote a book called Makeover, which I love that. And then, you know, how to create a powerful brand that will transform your business and save your life is what the book's about. And then becoming a seasoned entrepreneur. Now, you didn't get that, you know, overnight. I guarantee it is just as much as my weight loss, you know, getting knocked down. You didn't, that didn't happen to you overnight. And even your mentorship Makeover business growth system, you know, that just didn't come out of thin air. That sort of made some failures to your success to where it looked worse on the backside of it. Looking to where you're at now, it didn't just happen overnight, did it, Mike?
Far from it. I used to wish it would happen overnight. Until I realized that every time you face adversity or obstacles and you overcome it, you get stronger. And when I recognized that, I began to fall in love with the process, and that was a big thing for me.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that real quick again, please. I want to hear
just
that.
I would just say, you know, until I realized that all of the obstacles and adversity that you face are the raw materials that make you stronger, and when I realized that, I began to fall in love with the process. And so it was like every time, you know, it's like these little moments you kind of give yourself a fist bump, you know, like, yes, I did it. You know?
Yeah.
And what I found was it doesn't matter what the thing is. It's like our brains are attaching to something we find meaningful and valuable. And what happened to me was I went through the path that I was told, and this could tangent into a couple things, because as you're talking, I'm thinking my brain's firing all over the place. You know, we were all born into a system that from the day we were born, we're essentially told by advertisers and marketers that you're not good enough. You're not smart enough.
Yes.
You're not pretty enough. You're not thin enough. You're not whatever enough. Because what magazines, fitness magazines, Cosmopolitan's really good at this. What they do is they tell you that these are the 7 steps to lose weight fast. Well, on the flip side of that article is somebody that looks a hell of a lot thinner and better than you.
No crap.
Right next to a product that you can buy that will help you get there faster. And so we've all been kind of conditioned. No and crap. I think as people, you know, and you talked about the fact that, you know, as you go on this journey, sometimes the outside perception's different than the reality.
Sure.
for your reality.
For me, yes,
you know, people think that you plateaued or whatever, but sometimes that game is not about that. What if What if you just accomplished tying your shoes for the very first time? Or
yes,
or
what Mike, if you yes, yes.
what if you woke up and were able to look in the mirror for the first time in 10 years and actually love yourself again?
That's good.
So somebody else is judging your weight loss because maybe you've plateaued or been stagnant, but you actually just accomplished something that's way more meaningful, and people can't see that. And that's awesome. the frustrating part when you start a business, you start a weight loss journey, you start whatever, you're going to suck in the beginning. And that's one thing I want my clients to realize is like, are you going to die? Yes, I'm going to die. Are you going to make mistakes as you try and accomplish something that you've never accomplished before? Yes, I'm going to make mistakes. Okay. Are you going to be judged by others, whether you want it or not? And the answer is yes, we judge other people. And so this game is about, a lot of times as you go on this journey, it's not that you don't care what other people think, but it's more like I care more what I think about myself and my own journey and the game I'm playing than I care what other people think.
Mm.
And so it's not that it doesn't affect you if somebody makes a snide comment or makes fun of you online or whatever. But when you can get to that moment where you love yourself, you know you're on a mission, there's a deep underlying reason you're on this mission, then those things tend to glance off you, so to speak. They're like little nicks on your shoulder. But in the beginning, when you are secretly beating yourself up internally inside, you don't feel good about yourself. No. You don't love yourself. No. Somehow this entire game, right, is all your fault. Those things really hurt. They hurt like body shots from Mike Tyson.
They do.
You know,
they
it's
do.
Like
they do.
And so my journey was no different than a lot of people that might be morbidly obese today. Is I had something I valued, which was what I was told from society was you go to high school, you go to college, you get a job, you start your own business, you get a big house, you get two fancy cars, a wife and two kids, and you'll be happy. Well, I literally did all that and I was freaking miserable. And I was working in an office 80 hours a week. I decided to quit. I'm lucky that my wife is extremely supportive. She said, just
yeah,
quit
me
then.
Too. Yeah.
And next thing I knew, 6 months later, I went from, you know, liquid millionaire to $200,000 in debt in less than 6 months.
Wow.
And that to me was just like getting sexually abused or physically abused or whatever.
Definitely.
It was a loss. What it is, it's a loss of identity. And as you're born into this world, you know, when you're a very early kid, unless something traumatic happens to you, which is understandable, but that first 7 years, you're kind of just modeling what other people are doing. You're creating your habits and your belief systems around your environment, which is why it's so devastating. If you're physically or verbally abused before the age of seven, it can be very hard to come back from.
Sure.
But you're kind of born perfect, right? Like you're not born with any of that crap.
Right.
And so what happens is you get into elementary school and people tell you to shut up and sit down and stand in line and follow the rules. Over time, you know, when you're 2 years old, you're sticking peanut butter in the VCR and and you're just trying stuff. You're not beating yourself up when you try something at two and it doesn't work. You're not sitting there spending the next 10 days overanalyzing the crayon on the wall. But as adults, as your brain develops, we play tricks on ourselves,
yeah,
and
we do.
We love to blame
ourselves.
We believe
society's lies and other what people start talking to us about, and then we believe that. Yes.
Yeah, and I would say the road or the pathway to the decision that you need to make as a person is paved through massive action, and it's filled with razor blades and lemons and salt. You know, it's just like you've got to take a lot of action in the beginning kind of blindly, and you've got to be this person that's willing and courageous enough to make some mistakes. You got to be courageous enough to be socially judged and not let it affect you. And if you do it hard enough and long enough, you'll arrive in this place where you can fully decide how you want the next few chapters of your story to go. And that's really what I told myself is I had told myself, hey, I've written 40 plus chapters of my book. I'm broke. I'm miserable. I'm not happy. My business isn't working. And I made a decision. I said the rest of my life doesn't have to go down this way.
Yeah.
And I created some very powerful underlying meanings of why I was going after the thing I was going after. And I decided. And once I dealt with the underlying issues and I made the decision, the rest was almost all downhill.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, Mike. Somebody that's out there right now that's listening, okay, and they don't have one iota, okay, whether they want to start a weight loss journey, whether they want to start a business, whether they need to get back up. Just like you said, you went from, you know, liquid millionaire to $200,000 in debt in less than 6 months, okay? And somebody's out there right now, okay? Now, what is the single most important thing that they need to do to get themselves on the right step or take the next step?
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.